Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we are coming at you live from the ASI Virtual Trade Show today. That's right. We are broadcasting our show during ASI's Virtual Trade Show, which is happening at asicentral.com/VTS. If you are not on there, you've got all day, I believe, till 3 o'clock to log in. We have a couple of laptops fired up here so we can join the virtual trade show as well. Joe, what's going on that virtual trade show floor right now?
Well, I am at one end of the hall speaking with Deborah Meeker. She's at Uraline. They sell a whole line of oral care products and stuff. She loves the ASI radio show, so a little shout out to her. They've got a lot special today. Halloween toothbrushes are one of four specials. Okay, and they can imprint any order of 576 or less within 24 hours. That's a great product to also give out with candy. We had a dentist down the street from us in our neighborhood now, and he used to give out candy plus imprinted toothbrushes, which I thought was a good idea. He wasn't like a total miser, like, you don't get any candy, but
yeah, no, it's candy a good idea for you.
So stop by and see Deborah. Talk to her today. See what they have on, special.
All right. Michelle Bell is also joining us on our special virtual trade show radio show. Michelle, how are you today?
I'm good.
You're tweeting away like a maniac over there.
I'm so excited to show my special product this week.
Hang on to that till the end of the show, please, so we don't give it away now. We also have our marketing maven, Jake Krolik, with us today.
I'm a maven.
You're a maven.
Isn't a maven a woman?
Yes.
Is it? Well, Jake fits the bill.
I feel
marketing
comfortable.
Master.
Thanks for joining us, Jake.
I'll be a maven for the day.
And you got your laptop fired up, so you're going to join the virtual
Bunch
trade show
on
fun
the show
as
floor.
Well?
Yeah, I'm actually in the ADG promotional products booth. They've got 12 people in the booth already.
Excellent. So it has fired up. I believe the show started at 10, so 10. There's a packed virtual trade show floor already. As I said, if you haven't gotten on there, check it out at asicentral.com/VTS. All right, Joe, what else is going on for today's show?
Well, we have a couple special calling guests, and we're going to leave them leave the listeners in suspense. I'm going to find out who they are in just a little bit. We have something on zombies. Our resident zombie is going to give us a look at
Jake and I are zombie crazy.
I'm zombie crazy.
I know nothing about the zombies, so I look forward to hearing all about that.
Okay, they are a hot marketing tool, Andy. Michelle has 6 emails that can sabotage your sales. Jake is also going to look at 5 most common marketing mistakes. We also have 6 careers with a bright future. Our favorite topics we'll be checking in throughout the course of the radio show at the virtual trade show. But let's get this whole thing started with industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with economic news. Consumer sentiment increased this month to its highest level in 5 years, according to Thomson Reuters data. The consumer sentiment index jumped to 78.3 in September. From 78.3 in September to 83.1 in October, the result of both near-term and long-term economic optimism. Shipping news now, the United States Postal Service announced new rates last week. As of January 27th, the price of a stamp will increase 1 cent to 46 cents. Also, the USPS is introducing a global forever stamp that will allow customers to mail letters to anywhere in the world for 1 set price of $1.10. Some sad news to report now. Murray Dorfman, the founder of industry firm American Intercontinental Trade Group, passed away on October 7th. He was 91. Supplier news now. Pro Towels announced that it is expanding its operations in South Carolina and adding 50 new jobs. The $2.5 million investment by Pro Towels has the company moving to a new 300,000-square-foot facility that will expand the company's apparel decorating business to the East Coast. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and program today. Joe, what's hot for today?
Well, Andy, direct mail is not dead, so we have some direct mail pieces that I think our viewers are going to be interested in. One of them is pretty high-tech.
Direct mail, that's a big category.
It is.
Some new stuff going on there,
yes,
so that's something to look forward to in Counselor Promogram today. Make sure you check that out. As I said earlier, we're broadcasting live today from the ASI Virtual Trade Show. If you're not logged in, check it out at asicentral.com/VTS. Before we check in with attendees, we have some callers on the line that we want to feature today. Our first caller is Joanne Lance from Geiger, who's calling in to discuss Geiger's new carbon neutral program that it signed with UPS. Joanne, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Andy. Nice to speak with you.
Good to speak to you, too. So you guys have a cool program you just launched with UPS that's carbon neutral. The idea is to offset the shipping, the carbon offsets that are happening for all of your packages that are being delivered to and from Geiger. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's a first of its kind for the promotional industry where we, as you said, Andy, we just signed a contract with UPS for all of our shipments point to point from any supplier to any customer globally that's shipped UPS, that we will be purchasing carbon offsets, and UPS will be matching that purchase and purchasing these offsets in any one of four projects to offset the carbon emissions for our shipments. It's part of our whole socially responsible program that we're very committed to.
Now, you guys are doing this, as you said, as part of a kind of a sustainable practice, trying to make your whole operation as sustainable as possible. Why do you think that that's important, not just for you guys, you know, as a company, but also as an industry?
Well, first of all, it's important both to the people and the planet to be as sustainable as possible. And it's much more than just being eco-friendly, but it's how do we find a way to offset our imprint or footprint of our organization, because it's just being a good citizen. In addition, though, I think that there are clients that are out there that this is very important to them, whether they're government clients, non-government organizations, different types of businesses that also have a real concern about the environment.
And I know you think that this is something that that a lot of companies can look into. Where can companies go to find out a little bit more about this UPS program that you guys are now taking part in?
Well, in terms of any business, whether it's a supplier or a distributor who's interested in reducing their carbon footprint, and actually even, first of all, you have to measure what your footprint is and understand what it is before you can reduce it, they can go to the UPS website and search under carbon neutral, and they can you'll see information about that type of program. What makes this program interesting is it's a contractual arrangement between us and UPS, and we are a UPS shipper, and that's our shipper of choice. And it includes our supplier shipments, and which is, as a distributor, most of our shipments are drop shipments.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, it sounds like an interesting program, and you guys seem pretty excited about it. So we wish you good luck, and thank you very much for giving us a couple minutes here today.
Great. Thanks, Andy. And say hello to Michelle and
Hi,
your
Joanne.
Whole team at the virtual show.
We will. You should check out the virtual trade show. Log in at asicentral.com/VTS sometime today.
I'll do that.
See you soon, sweetie.
Thanks, Joanne. It is an interesting program. I got a chance to talk to Joanne last week about it, and they had to spend about a year trying to measure all of the carbon emissions at any delivery that their company makes or receives. So it's pretty interesting the process that they've gone through before they could even sign the deal with UPS. So that's something to check out online. UPS has a whole page on their website that you can find more information about. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Harris Cohen from All in One is calling in with some interesting news that his company has. It will be supplying some pens, some promotional pens, for the debate that's happening next week in Florida, the presidential debate. So, Harris, thank you for calling in and joining us here on the show today.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Harris. Morning,
Harris.
Hey.
Now, Harris, how did you guys get involved in supplying some pens for next week's debate, presidential debate?
Well, actually, it all started from sort of this debacle that happened in Denver at the first debate. Are you guys familiar with that, where whoever was supplying all the promotional products wound up buying 100% of Chinese goods?
That's the first time.
No.
Actually.
That's a big oops.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a big oops, and it created quite a firestorm. So basically, the University of Denver, all the product they had, the bags, the pens, the water bottles, everything said made in China on it.
Oh,
and it got in the media, and everybody looked at it and realized what was happening. So that sort of led to, because we are USA-made certified, our writing instruments, or at least many of them, have been certified as being made here in the U.S., All in One is really proud that we get a chance to participate in what at least I consider to be a historical presidential debate. Hmm. So kind of neat.
It is neat. Hey, Harris, which pens are you providing?
It is our Big Buddy pen. And we did them, of course, with White Barrel with red trim, and then other pens are White Barrel with blue trim, so we take care of the red-blue states. And it's a four-color imprint. It's gorgeous.
That's great. Can you send us an image and we'll post it on our website so our listeners can see what it is? That's really exciting.
Yeah, I can even send you some pens.
Thank you.
Well, wow. Yes.
We could have our own little debate here. Now, Harris, who will be receiving these pens at the debate?
The people that will be receiving them, it's going to be distributed through Barbara Cambria from Lynn University, where the debate is being held. And there are going to be about 3,000 media people descending all throughout Boca Raton. So this is going to be handed out through through Lynn University to the Media Filing Center, where the narrator is. I guess, what do you call it, narrator, or what is the
moderator?
Moderator. It's also going to be distributed all throughout the Media Credential Center.
Mm-hmm.
So we expect everybody to have them, but unfortunately, I don't expect to see either one of the candidates using them on the podium.
Well, they have their own special pens that they must have, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it would be pretty exciting to see if that happened.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, that's some exciting news, seeing promotional products in action, and we'll all be on the lookout next week when we're watching that debate to see those pens and see the people in the audience using those.
I think one thing I would like to say also, I think that, you know, I think at this point both candidates agree on reviving the Made in American story, and I think politically it's a pretty strong story. It's very compelling.
Mm-hmm.
And so with everybody, every candidate trying to get all the votes that they can, I think it's a very compelling and pertinent story to revive the American economy based on American manufacturing.
It's very cool. Point. Well,
it's
Harris,
good point.
Thanks very much for calling in, and congratulations on the good news about the pens for next week.
Thanks a lot, folks.
Thanks Harris.
Thanks, Harris.
Is Romney right-handed?
Wow, you've stumped the audience. I believe he is.
Okay.
I think it's
kind of interesting. Romney's on the right, and he's right-handed, and Obama's on the left, and he's a lefty, so...
Way to go with the little parallel there, Joe.
Again, he's not Cliff Clavin for nothing, let me just say.
on that note, we're going to...
But you see them both there jotting notes down during the debate, you know? And
yeah.
On that note, we're going to pause to hear a message from today's show sponsor, AIA. But when we get back, we're going to have our product safety minute.
Have you outgrown your current order management software? ASI Computer Systems and ASI SmartBooks will streamline your business. From accounting and marketing to order management and shipping, ASI SmartBooks manages all aspects of your business with one software solution, specifically designed for the advertising specialty industry and fully integrated with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Spend less time organizing and more time making sales. Call 1-800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com. to grow your business with ASI SmartBooks. Get ASI SmartBooks.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show, where we are coming at you live from the ASI Virtual Trade Show. That's at asicentral.com/VTS. There are lots of attendees floating through through supplier booths, virtual booths, and we're going to check in with them soon. But we have another caller on the line, Leighton Lee from ETS, who's going to talk to us today about the dangers of electronics in his product safety minute. Leighton, how are you today?
Good morning, all. I'm fine in California. How are you all doing today?
We are doing fantastic. So you're talking a little bit about the dangers of electronics. What can you tell us?
Well, there was a recall about a week ago by the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and the recall was on a particular item that had a Sharper Image logo on it. And these are USB wall chargers. They were recalled for receiving 13 reports of the chargers overheating, smoking, and having acrid smells coming from them. So I wanted to highlight this in this morning segment because electronics and electrics, we call them E&E products, pose a real serious potential for serious harm caused by shock and fire, and they can burn houses down, they can shock people and melt things and burn property. So it's really an important issue. We normally talk about soft lines, soft goods, and chemicals like phthalates and BPA and so forth. But today, the E&E area is particularly important to those suppliers and distributors in our industry who have anything that have an electric current going through them. And I know there are a lot of promotional products that do have electrical currents going through them. My tip, my one-minute tip on this is to make sure that the suppliers use factories that are UL certified. When I say UL, there are also other certification companies such as ETL, TUV, and CSA. Those are some of the more other common certification companies that will certify the factories so that they use best practices in manufacturing electronic and electrical products. There are also UL certified components. So our industry professionals should always ask for UL certified components. And thirdly, making sure that these products are tested by UL, ETL, CSA, or TUV lab to ensure that these products are indeed safe. Many, many times it takes one very minor error in soldering or connecting a wire to the wrong terminal, and that's all it is. And I've had recalls in my past lives where, you know, just a sharp little piece of metal rubbing against a battery, a AA battery, caused a bunch of flashlights to melt down, and I had a massive recall on them. So protect yourselves, do the right thing. Ask your suppliers and factories to ensure that these products are UL certified, and it'll save a lot of problems. And that concludes my virtual zombie product safety minute.
All right, Leighton, thank you very much with an important message in a growing product category here. So thanks very much for giving us a call in.
All right, thank you. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Joe,
trivia question.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Do you know what UL stands for?
Come again, Vinny? What is it?
Underwriters Laboratory.
Underwriters Laboratory.
We're talking about zombies and underwriters. We are working it here today.
In the lab.
Before we get to the zombies, we are going to check in with some attendees and exhibitors who are strolling the virtual trade show floor. So, Jake, what can you tell us? What's happening there on
the
BTS floor?
It is really busy on this floor. I keep popping in from booth to booth. I'm in World Emblem right now. They've got 9 people in here. Each of the booths have a bunch of people. And there's a lot of really cool presentations in these. So if I go into each side, I can, as I navigate around, because I can't actually talk to people physically, I can actually just sneak in, grab forms, grab documents, watch the videos, find out about them, and then contact them later if I don't want to talk to people, which is kind of nice some mornings.
Very cool. Jake is doing his fly
and
on
I can
the wall
do
thing.
It all in my pajamas, which is really nice.
Which Jake has done today. Thank you for wearing your SpongeBob PJs. Now, Joe, what do you see happening on the virtual trade show?
I was just talking with Casey at Brentwood Line, and they're having a great show so far. A lot of people stopping by. They don't have anything particular with show specials, but they have ongoing specials online. And you can see them at BrentwoodLine.com. And then I'm just in now, just got done talking with Janelle Shanky. She's at Kanata Blankets, and she's given some tips. Winter's coming around. What a great gift idea, because who wouldn't like receiving a nice, warm, imprinted, logoed blanket? So stop by and see them and, you know, get some selling advice and, you know, find out what's going on with show specials, and they'll be happy that you stop by.
Very cool. All right, mm-hmm. Check all of that out during the virtual trade show, which, as I said, is happening until 3 o'clock today. You can log in at asicentral.com/VTS. Okay, now we're going to pause to hear from a message from today's second show sponsor, AIA. And when we get back, we will talk about
zombies.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period.
Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday morning show where, yes, we have teased you enough about zombies. So, Jake, how can these zombies that we've talked about enough here this morning, how can they help you in your marketing plans?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, before we dig into some of the meat of the marketing side,
I see this.
Let's talk, Belle.
Yes.
Let's chat zombies.
Okay, zombies are the new vampires. Not that you two would know, but...
So vampires out, zombies in.
Zombies are in. Zombies are the hot new marketing thing. Just yesterday I was telling Jakey that I was behind a car that had a bumper sticker magnet that said, long live the zombies.
And I've seen a lot of the bumper stickers that say, you know, I'm armed and ready for zombie apocalypse. Did you guys see what the CDC did a few years ago to gain popularity?
No. Mm-hmm.
They did a whole thing about, are you prepared for the zombie apocalypse? And it was all a pitch of
your
just
government
being
dollars
prepared.
Being, you know, spent yeah. to good use.
This is really all because of shows like The Walking Dead.
Right.
And
that's right.
Movies that have capitalized on
well, you know, and like some pranksters have been hijacking those
Pranksters.
Those highway signs that they put on messages
yeah.
and stuff, you know.
Zombies ahead.
Did they
yeah.
have their apothecary jars?
There's also, you know, they do a big run that goes kind of called the Zombie Mud Run, which is you get chased
like
by zombies and you go around.
Yeah,
also,
that was like walking around City Hall last year when the occupiers were there. I digress. Go ahead.
Nothing. Nothing. You got nothing. Wow.
Some marketers, though, in our industry have used zombie theme, though, for creative marketing campaigns, especially to tie in with Halloween, but not just for Halloween.
Yeah. And then AMC, so we were saying The Walking Dead, AMC did a viral marketing campaign this past year in New York City.
I saw that.
You saw this?
Yeah.
They made up a bunch of – they made up 13 actors in full makeup and garb. People like policemen. Your postal service people, ticketing people as zombies, and had them walking through the streets, interacting with people like they were, like just doing their job. Some construction
That's really
workers.
Cute. That's clever.
It wasn't though, because it scared people, and they realized
who did it scare?
It's and this is New York, but there's a video
people
which
think they're real.
Vin will post up later that shows zombies kind of doing things in New York and people freaking out. Which is kind
it's
of
your
funny.
People, Andy.
Well, if you want to capitalize on a hot marketing trend, then you know, put some zombies in your own little next direct mail piece.
Which is there fun too, because I found a really interesting piece, and I was going to try to do some relations of how zombies actually can teach you lessons on marketing. So, well, here's one: zombies.
My position here.
Zombies are more effective in groups, right? That when you have a swarm of zombies coming at you, you're in trouble. So it's kind of like your marketing messages. If you do just one, it's not going to be as effective if you do a swarm of them all at once or instead of just singles. Here's another tip. Zombies come back to life unless you put a bolt in their head or something. You know, you got to take their brain out.
The Walking Dead?
Now,
I feel like Fonzie.
Content.
With a pair of water skis right now.
Fonzie's with a pair of water skis. Content is the same way, you know. Just because you publish it once doesn't mean you can't use it again. It's unless you put a bullet in its head and then it's done. Zombies never sleep. You know, zombies don't sleep.
Well, then they'll make out fine in New York because that's the city that never sleeps.
No, zombies don't sleep. And just like content with marketing, it doesn't sleep for you. It'll continue to work even when you're not at work.
So how do you balance the bad rep that zombies are getting? At least we forget what happened this summer.
You know what's
funny?
There is I know there is a bad rep, but there's a bunch of I'm going to forget the name of this movie, but there was a recent movie about a guy who was made into a zombie, and the whole movie is about him trying to find his girlfriend that he lost. So it's kind of got a nice spin where it's a romantic spin.
Andy, correct me if I'm wrong, but somebody submitted either for last year when we did a Halloween contest or for Best Places to Work, there was a distributor who submitted a video and they were all zombies.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Who was that? Do you remember? That was really clever.
I don't remember who it was, but I think they won last year.
You know what? I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to give $100 to anybody listening who did a creative zombie promo.
Wow.
So call us and let us know.
There it is. Michelle Bell.
The November-December issue.
Just laid down the gauntlet.
Wait.
Supplier Global Research. She has a zombie picture on her edit page.
If two people call, would you dress up as a zombie for Halloween in here?
Yes.
You would. Wow.
Okay, so if you have... If you have a zombie promotion that you did, you can call us now, 215-953-4979, or you can send us an email at radio@asicentral.com, and we will check that out, and we will have you on the show next week. So we look forward to hearing
Michelle
about
will dress as a zombie.
All of those zombie promos, and then we get
take
to
off the makeup.
Michelle Bell. In her zombie garb. All right, Jake, thanks very much. Somehow you tied usable marketing tips into a zombie cat little segment there, so I'd like to congratulate you. All right, Michelle.
Yes.
Going a little serious for a moment, there are some emails that you can send out that could sabotage your sales. What can you tell us about that?
I'm going to talk about three. Number one is writing a novel. Yeah. How many of us get
brutal
emails that are... Somebody at this company actually does one where he sends out emails that are, let's just say, voluminous in their content. Paragraph after paragraph after paragraph.
You're looking at me, but you don't mean me,
I
right?
do not mean
okay,
you.
Okay, thank
you. How many of us, when you get one of those, do you actually read the whole thing?
No, feel like Homer Simpson.
No. Yeah, of course not.
I try not to.
Be brief, be succinct, and just, you know, not to say that you can't be friendly and, you know, charming, but get to your point. Number two, and this is the opposite almost, sending a one- or two-word email. Now, Steve Jobs was famous for doing this. People would send him emails, and he would respond with things like, yes, no, way too curt, way too impersonal.
Yeah.
So you need
to find a happy balance.
I don't like it either, because to me that's – and perhaps it's unintentional, but there's a message that's coming through there.
Right. Unless it's something that the conversation really is over after that one-word question, you know, if I ask you a very specific question and you just say yes and that's really all I needed, then fine. But – if it's something where you're trying to sell to somebody or you're trying to interact with a client, that's never good.
It isn't. And I'm going to post the rest of these on our website at asicentral.com/radio. The last one I'm going to say is, and this is a pet peeve of our friend Jonathan Isaacson.
Oh, here we go.
Of you.
No.
Let's hear it.
Sending an email that's sent to many people and you respond to, you reply to all. With your own. Vinny just moaned, and you know.
I would moan too, actually. I think that's just a mistake. You know, unless you really have a reason to talk to the whole group. Off the reply all button.
Well, it's a mistake because you're assuming that the other people, you know, frankly,
care
about what you're blathering on about, and perhaps they don't. You should just respond to the person who sent you the email and perhaps one or two others if you really feel the need to make a point.
What I find frustrating is when you respond, you send an email to two or three people, and then they decide to copy in half the world.
Yep.
It's like, was it really necessary? Yep. Can we just get this done with the people who are
involved? That is a faux pas as well. All right, check out the rest of those tips on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Okay, now we have just enough time for Michelle's favorite segment of the show, and that is our favorite things. And I've never seen Michelle as excited about a favorite thing as she is today.
Well,
so, Michelle, you lead us off.
The finger puppets I was excited about, but this is really good. Okay. So this is a phone.
Uh-oh. Keep talking. We got you.
That you can hook up to your smartphone, your BlackBerry, your iPad, your iPhone, whatever. And it's from Gordon Sinclair, and it's ASI 57800. It's available in a ton of colors. You can adjust the volume, and it's at www.gordonsinclair.com. I just love this.
Very cool. That is a very unique item. Check that out today. All right, Joe,
you have
a pair of gloves on.
Yes.
You are ready to work.
These are work gloves. They have a winged thumb, if you didn't know what that was. They have a lot of features, split cowhide glove, heavy duty. They're great for this fall, not just for the construction site. So if you're gearing something towards construction workers, this is a great product to use, but also for people at home. Andy, you'll be raking leaves pretty soon. I'll be raking leaves pretty soon. Michelle will be hiring someone to rake leaves pretty soon.
Yes.
You know, so this is a great product to use. Got a great spot for an imprint. They're available from Road Pro ASI 82649. You can find them at www.roadpropromo.com.
All right. Thank you, Joe, for those gloves and the, you know, assignment of raking leaves.
You were shaking your head. Are you aren't shaking leaves, or you are?
I will not be. Jake, what's your favorite thing?
That's funny. I don't actually have it here.
That's
to
okay.
show you.
We have it online.
There is an abundance of, I found, oversized, we'll say them, oversized koozies for people who enjoy a larger drink, such as a 40-ounce. They are
a 40 koozie,
and the line is classing up front stoops everywhere. So
I like it.
The line of the week and the item of the week that I've chosen is a 40-ounce koozie, and I've seen one from Nomo, and I don't have their ASI number.
Nomo.
And cooler graphics.
And cooler graphics.
All right, check that out on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Unfortunately, we are out of time today. Thanks for joining us on our virtual trade show, radio show. Again, check that out today at asicentral.com/VTS. It's open till 3 o'clock. And thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you again next week when we will talk about zombie promos yet again.